our Grandy City Council meeting for Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. May we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Herman?
Present.
Councilmember Burnage?
Yes.
Councilmember Brown?
Absolutely.
Mayor Pro Tem Ray?
Here.
And Mayor Hill?
Here. This evening, I'd like to ask that we extend our moment of reflection to a full minute in remembrance of the victims of 9/11, including the 403 first responders who lost their lives that day in New York City, in rural Pennsylvania, and in Washington, D.C. This evening, joining us for the flag salute is members of Boy Scout Troop 450, and Zachary Hall is with us. He is an Eagle Scout candidate and has presented the city a 9/11 memorial at our fire station number one in honor of the events of 17 years ago, and presented that to the city as his Eagle Scout project last weekend. Very much appreciate that. So if you'll please stand with us, and gentlemen will lead the flag salute.
Please salute or place your right hand over your heart. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Zach Hull, and I'm a Life Scout with Boy Scout Troop 450 of Napomo. I'm 14 years old and a sophomore at Central Coast New Tech High School. On Sunday, I dedicated my Eagle Scout project. My project is the memorial to the 411 firefighters, police officers, and paramedics that lost their lives when the Twin Towers collapsed at 9:59 and 10:28 in the morning of September 11th, 2001. On September 11th, our nation suffered the largest loss of life on American soil as a result of hostile attack in its history. 2,977 civilians and first responders lost their lives in the attacks on the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and on Flight 93, which crashed in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I hope this memorial serves as a way for members of this community to connect with the events of 9/11. When I first came up with this idea, I had no idea how deeply this event runs in the hearts and minds of all Americans. This happened before I was born, but even I have been impacted by the stories of those heroes. Once again, thank you for this amazing opportunity, and I hope the community is able to enjoy this memorial for generations to come.
Thank you.
Zach, I thought you were going to give us your long speech from Sunday. It was so good. Thank you for that.
Next on the items is agenda review. We have no closed session announcements. We'll move that all ordinances presented for introduction or adoption be read in title only, and all further readings be waived.
Second.
Hey, Zach, one more thing. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned, I didn't mean that. I wanted you to give the long one is what I meant. Thank you for coming, but the long one was better. So thank you. Sorry about that. I want to make sure I was clear. Sorry, guys.
Okay, all in favor
aye.
Of
aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? It passes unanimously. This evening we have a commendation in recognition of the Arroyo Grande Lions Club for its donation to the Arroyo Grande Police Department canine program. And if Mr. Steve Wilson would please come up. This is the mayor's commendation presented to the Lions Club of Arroyo Grande. The Lions Club does so much here that I can't even count. But in this particular commendation, it's an appreciation of your donation of $5,000 benefiting the Arroyo Grande Police Department canine program. Your donation will provide Arroyo Grande Police Canine TIG with firearm detection training and certification and will assist the department's mission of ensuring quality of life. Thank you for your donation and dedicated service to the community. Thank you, Steve. Not all of our first responders are human, and we appreciate your donation to our four-legged first responders.
If I could, on behalf of the, let's see, which one do I?
Face us. Face us. Your camera's over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, camera too. Good. Well, I like that.
You got it.
On behalf of the 39 other ladies and men of the Arroyo Grande Lions Club, we're very proud to support the city and other charitable activities in the Five Cities community. In particular, I wanted to recognize a couple of Lions that are here tonight, and they're really the ones that spearheaded and make this particular project happen. First one is Lion Mike Finazzo. Good, Mike. Stand up and be recognized. And Lion Bill Cockshot also. He most people know. And now you have a full agenda, but just a little bit about the Arroyo Grande Lions Club. We meet over at the Women's Club, and what made this possible really was the support of the other number of other around 80 businesses or so in the South County area, Rio Grande, Grover Beach, and such, that give their hard-earned dollars, and in turn they trust us with that money in order to find good projects, one of them being the canine program, which is going to add to the safety of the community. So we really appreciate them. We'll be at the Harvest Festival this year, and we'll have brochures of our sponsors. Please stop by, and we'd like to give them a free plug. Well, it costs them money, but we'll give them a plug anyway to for the stuff that they sponsor for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think Tig wants to make sure that people know that he's over there in the corner of the room. Jake is here, and he's very appreciative.
Okay, item number 7, community comments and suggestions. Anyone is welcome to address the council on any item of interest. If the item is on the agenda this evening, we'll have an opportunity later on as each item is brought up for action by the council. But if the item is not on the agenda this evening, this would be the time to speak to those issues. Charlotte.
I'm Charlotte Wilson. I live on Bambi Court in Arroyo Grande, and I'd like to offer the invocation for this evening.
Can you pull the mic down?
We make it just grow. God of all nations, Father of us all, we give you thanks for the freedom we exercise and the many, many benefits and blessings of democracy that we enjoy in Arroyo Grande and these United States of America. We ask for your wisdom and guidance for those who govern our city. We lift up our elected officials, public servants, and those who serve as mayor, city council, supervisor, governor, legislators, Congress, judges, and president of our United States. We ask for your protection and wisdom for all of those in our military and our law enforcement servants. Heal us, O God, from our differences and unite us, O Lord, with a common purpose and dedication and commitment to achieve liberty and justice in the years ahead for all people, especially those who are the most vulnerable in our midst, And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to address the council?
Hello.
Good evening.
My name is Laura Sheehan. I'm speaking for those who couldn't make it here this evening because they have jobs to go to. This is about the Kmart project, CUP 18-004, which the Planning Commission felt didn't need to go to the Arroyo Grande City Council for review. First, there is a problem that the community was not given proper notice about this. Yes, the city covered their legal duty of notifying everyone within 300 feet of the remodel. However, except for a few businesses in the strip mall and a hotel, the rest consists of an empty field, the freeway, and a woodland. Did the squirrels get their notice? I hope so, because the residents who would be impacted by the development did not. No one I talked to read the public notice in the Tribune, and I'm probably the only person to read the website. The majority who would be impacted remain blissfully ignorant. So you met your legal obligation, but not your mandate to serve your constituents to the best of your ability. Yet the project is moving forward. I understand it can be appealed and would like to know how to do it, because there is so much that is wrong with it. For instance, the proposed 24-hour gym is a block away from Kennedy Club Fitness. It seems to be positioned deliberately to poach clientele from Kennedy with cheaper rates that a quality local business like Kennedy cannot compete with. Bringing in a national 24-hour chain could also attract crime, like women being assaulted in the parking lot. It has happened in other cities and could lead to lawsuits for all involved. A minimum wage staff is not equipped to deal with this. Bright lights and liquor being sold next door does not help. Kennedy has always been excellent in controlling the creepy predator factor. I believe the building owner needs to rethink this. Also, if they put Kennedy out of business, 80 people will be out of good paying jobs. The minimum wage workers will not be able to afford to live here and will add to the working homeless population or have to commute from long distances, unable to afford to live and shop here. I myself used to shop at Kmart as it met my needs for household and garden items. I would like to see a hardware store and garden center there, which would also bring in much needed retail revenue to the city, which I understand is facing some economic hardships. The city needs to review this project and send it back to the Architectural Review Committee and the Planning Commission and put it on the agenda for further discussion. Laissez-faire capitalism is not the way to run a successful community, but fair market trade where commerce serves the community is. How do we appeal this? Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your comment. Mr. Bergen, can you arrange to get her information on our appeal process after the meeting?
Sure, I will.
I actually have another question. Can we as a council just ask right now that it be agendized?
According to the City Council policy manual, council members, if they wanted to appeal it, would have had to act by Thursday after the Planning Commission meeting. So at this time, the council is unable to act on it. The appeal period is open until Friday at 5, and a form is available through the city clerk's office, and there, I believe there is a small fee for that appeal effort.
Thank you. Mrs. Sheehan, did you understand that?
Yeah. We're all set.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and esteemed council members. My name is Dan Feldman, and I'm the community liaison for Atheist United San Luis Obispo. AU SLO is a vibrant and active community organization with over 600 members all over San Luis Obispo County, including Arroyo Grande. One of AU SLO's missions is to advocate for the separation of church and state. That's why I'm here today. It was a religious attack on this country 17 years ago. I just want to remind you that an increasing number of your constituents are not religious. Please remember that we're here, we're working, raising families, paying taxes, and voting. And yes, we're concerned with the intrusions of religion into our secular government. And we're not alone. I'll leave you with this quote.
The religious factions that are growing throughout our land are not using their religious clout with wisdom. They are trying to force government leaders into following their position 100%. If you disagree with these religious groups on a particular moral issue, they complain. They threaten you with a loss of money or votes or both. I'm frankly sick and tired of political preachers across this country telling me that if I want to be a moral person, I have to believe in A, B, C, and D. Because who do they think they are? Close quote. Senator Barry Goldwater, Republican of Arizona, that's in the Congressional Record, September 16th, 1981. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to comment this evening?
Good evening. My name is Mary Jean Sage, and I'm a resident here in Arroyo Grande. But I'm here this evening representing the Healthy Communities Work Group, which is a group of community members and volunteers representing a number of different organizations throughout San Luis Obispo County, including our Public Health Department, the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, or SLOCOG, ACPD, the Health Commission, which I'm a member of, the Environmental Health Department as well, the City of San Luis Planning Commission, the County Planning Department, Caltrans, HomeShare SLO, CAPSLO, and Cal Poly City and Regional Planning. So we do have a diverse membership in our committee. We are a subcommittee of the Heal SLO, our County Obesity Prevention Coalition, whose mission is to increase healthy eating and regular physical activity through policy, behavior, and environmental changes. We've been meeting since 2012, and our focus is the impact of the built environment on health. Our group reviews proposed land development projects that come in through our county planning department, commenting on the health impacts that we identify in those plans. In recent years, our group has also been collaborating with local jurisdictions, and I'm happy to say that Arroyo Grande is one of those, providing comments on proposed projects and general plan updates when we get them from you. The group has identified housing as a significant need locally throughout our entire county. Safe, affordable, adequate housing is the cornerstone of healthy communities. Housing enables people to build roots in their community, to get to know their neighborhoods, to build a social network of support, and become civically engaged. When housing is not affordable nor stable, people are often forced to choose between paying rent or other expenses such as food and medical care. On Thursday, October the 4th, from 1 to 6, our Healthy Communities is hosting a free community workshop entitled Health and Housing, Building the Connection. This event will be held at the Vets Hall in San Luis Obispo. Our keynote speaker will be Allison Albee from Change Lab Solutions, and her talk is entitled Under One Roof, How Comprehensive Healthy Housing Strategies Improve Healthy Outcomes. Her address will be followed by a local panel, which will discuss what is happening locally to connect health and housing. Our panelists include our housing leaders from throughout San Luis Obispo County. The event will end with a reception and time for mingling and a glass of wine, probably. I'm here today to encourage council members to attend the event. It is free, but we do ask for you to register. And I will leave some brochures with Kelly if any of you would like to attend. We'd like to see you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Kay Gore, and I am a recent resident of this city. Previously, I was in the unincorporated part. Still had the AG name on my letterhead. But anyway, I attended the Planning Commission meeting, and so I was horrified. Because one thing, they kept contradicting themselves. One of the funniest was one of the Planning Commission members said, you know, we don't want parking lots that are just parking lots. We want those trees in those parking lots. Oh, okay. And then he said, oh, I want it to be all those trees here and all those trees there. Because guess what? We learned that there are not enough parking spaces if you actually have the trees interspersed on the parking lot. As everybody else has to. And that's one of my concerns, because it seems this project is highly suspect. Mrs. Sheehan cited some things, but to me it's highly suspect because, you know what, you let this rat in, and all the other little rats are going to come in. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is they are given preferences that nobody else has been given. One of them was the sign that they finally took off, and it's going to be a different conversation. But why were they? Why was the architectural design group say, "Oh yeah, you can have a 50-foot high lighted sign"? Until everybody started complaining. Okay, so now we have the parking lot. The sign was pulled off. Okay, that building needs to bring in revenue to this city. The joke is, if you go around this county, we are the city of no revenue businesses. How many grocery stores are we going to have? Aldi's is opening. And I'm telling you, from my relatives on the East Coast, Aldi's is going to take business from practically everybody else. So we're going to have a grocery store that's going to go out of business. Then let's talk about 19 whatever it is fitness over here and Kennedy over here. So we are setting up businesses to compete with each other. And why? Well, that building, it turns out the renter told us, the guy that was a rental agent, guess what? That building can only accommodate, certain kinds of businesses. Yeah, but that's because a greedy, to me, property owner wanted three businesses in there. One business, the old Kmart business, that whole building could accommodate a Macy's, or it could accommodate a Penny's. It could accommodate a higher-end department store, which we need. And so what I'm asking of you is, and I guess maybe it can't be agendized now, but to at least go back and review this, because the people, once they find out, are going to be pretty upset. The voters are going to be pretty upset. This has been done under the covers, kind of quietly, and wasn't even going to be presented to you all. So anyway, thank you for your time, and unfortunately, now I am your voter. Bye.
Thank you very much for your comment. Would anyone else like to address the council this evening? Any items that are not on the agenda?
Mr. Bergman, are you able to address a little bit, based on the comments about Kmart and the control or lack of control the city has related to the types of businesses coming into certain projects, to kind of clear the air a little bit about that, the dynamic of this particular project?
Sure, I will give it a shot, if you don't mind. So Jim Bergman, city manager. The Kmart process to re-tenant that building has been following our process that's set out in the municipal code. It has gone to Architectural Review Committee and then to Planning Commission for a decision. Like most of your land use decisions, it's you give that authority to the Planning Commission unless it's appealed. The center is zoned for retail commercial. In our municipal code, there's a series of uses that would be allowed in a center like that. One of the uses that potentially could be allowed is a fitness facility, and I think that is the main reason behind the conditional use permit. When we look at projects, we are looking for whether or not a project business type is allowed based on their land use impacts, and the project is studied and see if the project meets the municipal code. We do not have the ability to look at what businesses are coming in and how they might fare or affect other like businesses in the community. Generally, the market is out there. It is there are people out there looking for spaces to be, and we're looking at land use impacts from those businesses, not their competition between each other.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Moving on then to the city manager's report, Mr. Bergman.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council Members, Jim Bergman, City Manager. Just two short items tonight, and they're both involving the website. I had one community member this week tell me that she had to tell someone that you could sign up on our website to get notifications about meetings or things that are going on within the city. And this person said, why don't you bring that up? So I want to, since people are interested in what happens at the City Council, the Planning Commission, Architectural Review Commission, I just want to show people that if you go to arroyogrande.org, there is the frontispiece of the website, and then the very first button here is Notify Me. If you click on that, if all things work, there it goes. Let me try it one more time. I got anxious there. Notify Me. You go to this page, you type in your email address, and then you can select. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit here. What information you would like to get from the city. And you can get it either by email or by a text on your phone. So if you want to sign up for emergency alerts, which I would encourage everyone to sign up for, you could put in your email address or your cell phone number, and if we ever put out an emergency alert, you can get that. If you wanted to know about jobs or contracts that will be open to the public, there's bid postings, news flashes you can sign up for, calendars, the Agenda Center, which is Architectural Review Committee, City Council, Community Service Grant Committee, on. And it looks like we have to update a couple of those, but they are all there, and we encourage people to just put in their email address or their cell phone number, and any time an agenda comes out, you will know about it, and you will know what is on that upcoming agenda. And then the second item, we've been talking about closing the loop in communication, so if someone turns in an application, they would love to know when something has happened to that application, if it's gone from one step to the next. So staff in the Community Development Department in the last 2 weeks have been working with our system that we track programs, and we are just about to unveil a online permit portal. So anyone who has turned in a permit can go to our website, and they can search, and they can find out what exactly is going on with my permit, who has it now, and then what's the next step. So we're hoping to have that unveiled by the end of the month. And just wanted to give you that update of how we're trying to reach out and communicate with people. And I'm always there, too. If anyone has an issue, they give me a call. Thank you.
By permit updates, are we talking about plan checks and reviews and those types of issues as well?
That's right.
Questions for Mr. Bergman? Okay. Moving on then to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to consider anything separately?
No, sir.
I will then ask our city attorney to please read the ordinance, item 9D.
Item 9D is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande amending Section 5.25.070 of Title V of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code to reauthorize the public educational and government PEG fee on state cable franchisees operating within the city. It's before you tonight for adoption.
Thank you very much. Presumably no questions on these items. Would anyone like to comment on any of the consent agenda items? These are 9A through 9D. Any of those items on the consent agenda? Okay, hearing no comment.
Mr. Mayor, I would move for approval of items 9A through 9D.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve items 9A through 9D on the consent agenda as presented. May we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Barnage?
Yes.
Councilmember Brown?
Yes.
Councilmember Harmon?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ray?
Yes.
And Mayor Hill?
Yes. Those items pass unanimously. Item 10, public hearings. We have none this evening. Item 11, old business, none. Item 12, new business, None. Item 13, council communications. Anyone have any issues to communicate? Do you have one?
I just have empty bowl tickets for sale for anyone who would like them, $25, and it's the Five States Homeless Coalition huge fundraiser at St. Patrick's Church. If anyone would like these, Councilmember Harmon, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, I do have one item. I was over spending some time in the Berry Gardens neighborhood recently, and observed some troubling issues with traffic there, and I brought it up to Mr. Bergman in our weekly meeting. And what it is people that are speeding through the residential neighborhood there, and oftentimes running the stop signs. There's two stop signs at the corners by Kingo Park, and what I saw is troubling enough that I would consider it to be a potential public safety concern. And we discussed that and thought that perhaps we should consider increasing the priority on that. So I would like the council to consider looking into either traffic calming measures there. Apparently there's numbers of commercial vehicles trying to cut through because of the wait times at Oak Park and Grand to cut through the Berry Gardens neighborhood and avoid the stoplight there at the major intersection. And as a result, they're speeding through and running the existing stop signs.
Are you asking it to be agendized?
I'm asking for it to be agendized to increase the attention to that, and hopefully we can find some solutions.
Well, can I just ask a question? Has this been looked into by the public works staff and the city engineers and Chief Pryor before we take a stab at it? I kind of think that's maybe what should happen first, in my opinion.
Okay. No specific concern has been given to us to evoke us to do more than what we do. I mean, certainly the police department is out enforcing traffic violations. We do put out the speed trailer when we get concerns. Kelly, maybe if you could just turn on the overhead real quick. I just pulled up on our website in the search box. I typed traffic calming, and the first thing that came up is a link to our neighborhood traffic calming guidelines. I was told that this was adopted, it looks like in 2016, and it talks about how communities can start to have the dialogue about traffic calming measures, what's available, and how we try to prioritize those. If the will of the council is to talk about traffic calming in a particular neighborhood, we could bring that. Also, another option is we could try to reach out if you give us some names, and we could send out some staff members and start to talk to them about what exactly is their issue, try to pinpoint it, and then start to look in this manual on how we might be able to consider traffic calming measures in the future.
Thank you.
I'd like to add on that, if this proceeds as an agenda item, then if there's anyone in the neighborhood, or certainly if the mayor has been in personal contact through his efforts, that they are definitely notified that it will be a topic for discussion. But then my next question is this a type of residential area that, and this might be for Attorney Whittem, that would be subject to a no commercial vehicle type designation, where that way, if that could be pursued, then that gives a lot more teeth to law enforcement regarding enforcement than setting up and catching an occasional roll through stop, I don't mean occasional, but you know, someone running a stop sign, something to that effect. So as opposed to calming measures, if it's the increased truck traffic. And I know those streets were not designed for, as a collector street, for heavy-duty vehicles, which could then in turn pavement integrity, yada, 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 along, you know, and on and on. So that would be something I think that might have more weight to it if it's even legally possible, and that might open up a lot more costs or analysis on it. But if it's commercial trucks that are bypassing, I get it. But that certainly wasn't the, you know, planning envisioned to this little subdivision that that would grow into something like that. 2 cents.
That's certainly something we can look at when we're evaluating this neighborhood and looking to see what the issues might be and what potential solutions might best work.
I appreciate Councilmember Harmon's comment, but it's commercial vehicles as well as private cars. The commercial vehicles, I certainly agree with your point that they're much more likely to damage our roads and cause us increased costs as a result of the increased wear and tear of the heavier commercial vehicles. Possibly traffic calming measures like speed bumps or something like that can be considered there. I know the police department is working diligently to enforce our traffic laws as they can, but a couple particular locations have caused me concern. That's the Berry Gardens neighborhood in the area around Harlow Elementary. Perhaps around Harlow, more enforcement might help there. I'm not sure that the type of non-constant enforcement that we can provide in Berry Gardens is going to be fully effective. And several of the residents there, it's my understanding, have talked to members of the city staff before, and I've actually brought this issue up with prior city staff, and the problems continue there. So
just getting back to the original request that it be agendized, Heather, if we have two people that have requested that it be agendized, can we get it agendized?
Yes, the two people satisfies the requirement to bring back an agenda item.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Okay. Community comments and suggestions. Anyone like to comment, please?
You're talking about traffic. I'm on Point Street, that side where Paulding is. We have the traffic way go through there because people are coming off of 227. They're constantly speeding down that street all the time. We just have, this is like a racetrack over there all the time, just whipping through this way. Or they're going to 227, they're just whipping on by all the time. And I'm sure the police department knows about it in the village. The U-turns, people constantly making U-turns in the village all the time. And that no left-hand turn in the village, constantly, they're looking at it, they just, oh, well. They just make the left-hand turn. I'm sure you guys have seen it, too. It's just crazy. That's all I want to say about that.
I've also noticed speeding through that area.
Colleen Kubel, candidate for City Council. I, too, have experienced the situation at Berry Gardens. I was putting some campaign signs out right there in the middle and observed two cars speeding, going right through the stop signs at least 35 miles an hour or more, and almost hitting someone who was backing out of the car, out of their driveway. They constantly have this problem. They have contacted me as a candidate going around, as I'm going around and talking to people. And they have exhausted what they could do, that they knew what to do with the city, and have not heard back anything from the city. When they did bring a petition, when they brought many things to the city, nothing happened. They didn't get any phone calls back. They didn't do anything else. And just to interject, I'm so glad that the new program is going to be up and running for communications to find out where things are when you submit things into the city. That is so good. But as far as this is concerned, they told me when I was talking to them door-to-door that they don't know what to do. They're so frustrated. And this isn't one This is more like 13, 15 different families there. And so it's not a small thing. It's a big thing, and it's a very dangerous thing. So I would urge that you, as you state, put it on the agenda and get it out so we can figure something out. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to comment to the council? Okay, hearing none. We have no closed session this evening. And that, I don't know if it's a record, but we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.